Yeah, I did a lot of thinking out today. It's on?
Yeah.
Okay, Simukov Tzadiches, Sif Mem. Tzarek Lahamid Agaba, Yehudis Gedoyla. So here we have a din that you need to have a Yehudis Gedoyla standing over her. Yoisim Yud Beis. Yosim Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad V'Shoshi Tevelis. At the time of Shetayvah Shetira, what's the purpose? Shetira Shelo Yishoi Misar Reishe Tzof Apnei Mayim. In order to see that none of her hair is floating above the water. Now This is the only place we really find in Shulchan Aruch the Indian of having Yehudis Gedoyla. That which some places have Yehudis Gedoyla watching for that there's no chatzitzas on her, that's only extra. And as there are many mikvahs where they do not have a lady, or the ladies are not given rishus to check the ladies, because the ladies don't want other ladies seeing them, it's not a problem. But b'shas the tzvila, that's what we need a Yehudis Gedoyla there. The grove here in Ois Mem Hei, the Torah says the v'dovid is chazik yisura, einu neman akotan afil b'drabanan. The Torah is explaining why do you need this? Because by dov, which is chazik yisura, she's is chazik yisura, einu neman akotan afil b'drabanan. Even if it's drabanan, which means that even if it's a tefila, which is for a kesem, even if it's a tefila for a kesem, which is only b'drabanan, still you need a gedoyla over her. If we take a look at the Sidei Taira, you know, it's Ayin Ches. Sidei Taira over here says, Hatam de bidairais afilu b'masha biyodei l'sakin ein akotin neman. Because when it comes to a deraisa, so even something which is biyodei l'sakin, she could do it yet or not, akotin zan neman k'dalal simen kufchavka b'tfilis kelim. Right, just like by tfilis kelim, we don't allow a katan to go toivel the keli. V'tzarech loyma, the hoch evi kimoi biyodei l'sakin. Kimisha tevel sifso leha shetirim tevel shapir. V'tzarech loyma, the hoch evi kimoi biyodei l'sakin. Kimisha tevel sifso leha shetirim tevel shapir. V'tevel z'yesh biyodei l'sakin. Shemachi evi kimoi shu biyodei l'sakin. So it comes out, what he's saying over here is that the reason why we need a Yehudis Gedoyla is because it's biyodei l'sakin, something to be done, something that could be done, and by deraisa you have to have that. It seems like there may be enough nafkamina here if by a kesem you would need. If you need a gedolei medes agaba, the meisa would like to always have a gedolei medes agaba, and therefore, if someone's out somewhere where it's difficult, we'll have to discuss that in a moment. The levushei srod over here in, where am I? Sorry. The Vushi Strad. The Vushi Strad over here, it's in Ois Pites, but it's also brought down in the back here. So he says like this, says Yan, granted, Kitvilas and need the Dava Khomer Maid. Shabala Hati is a Karis. Tvilas and need is a Dava Khomer Maid. Because we come to Matir Issacharis. And it's given over to women, which are kaliyadas. L'chein, chiyav muta a komayra la'azir, tamir ha'isha imedis al ha'nashim beis tevila. Therefore, it's the job of the Rav to make sure that constantly be on top of the isha that's imedis and the nashim beis tevila. V'leim la kol dinei ha'tevila k'viyah mevur b'shulchan arach. V'leyismach b'mashis hira pa'machaz. And don't rely on that which you once told her. They should repeat it. Because their das is kalis. So that should be the minig, whether the Levushay Surah said it or not, but it should be the minig that the rub of the mikvah should be on top of the women that are there making the calls.
Not really.
I don't own any mikvahs to tell you that they're not or they are, right? And I will have a mikvah, it will be like that. And when you'll have a mikvah, it will also be like that, because you'll make sure it's like that. Okay, there is a mini Yisrael brought from the Ari, that the Isha who stands over her, which has the tefillah, says kosher or tahar, and that's what it's right to be said. However, it's not ma'akev. It's not a word of edus. It's not edus that she says kasha tayra. It's a meaning Yisrael to say it. Now, as we pointed out, when we read in the Mechaber, the Mechaber says, what's the reason why we have the Isha, the Yehudas Gedayla, Imedis Agaba? The reason is in order to make sure that all the hair went in. Now, what happens if she doesn't have hair? Say she doesn't have hair. Do we still need a Yehudas Gedayla standing over there watching that she went in? So the Sefer Eshkol, Sim Samach Gimel, writes that the job of the Yehudas Gedayla is also to check that her entire guf went into the mayim, not just the hair. Now, as the Mechaber points out the hair, but the Sefer Eshkol says also the guf. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Pei Zayin, he says that he starts off Davi Yedua, the Chsha'adim Nichlas Lamayim. When a person goes into the water, it's very easy. The hair floats up and floats on top of the water. And if one hair is out of the water, it's as if she wasn't Tevel. Therefore, Chazal told us that she shouldn't Tevel alone. She should have another lady standing there watching over. He says, Ulevad zem, besides this, you do a shenoshim yaldus mevuhalois beis achnasam lemayim. A lot of times, like we spoke about yesterday a little, that women are mevubal, they're nervous. They're nervous when they're going into the water. And it's very possible that they're not tevling correctly. Therefore, v'lechein ha-menig ha-pashit b'chol tfusis Yisrael, shemedes isha le beis ha-tvila, So the Aruch HaShulchan's leg and so he's adding another point over here. Besides the Cyrus, there's also another reason, because sometimes they're nervous and they push it, their goof doesn't go in. Maybe that's what the Eshkol meant also. That not because we're worried that the goof's floating up above, it's just she didn't go all the way in, you know. Omnam, he says, imhi bikfar vein isha gaba. Let's say she's in a village where there's no isha over there to stand above her. Lemi pnei zet ta'akev etzvila. She shouldn't be ma'akev the tzvila. She should do one of the eitzes that we're about to learn in the mechaber of tying the hair, rough way, and things like that that we'll discuss soon. He says, v'oid kosev echad. The Isha, she's Zriza Veinim Vuhelas B'mayim. Aisha is a Zriza and she's a lifeguard. She enjoys water. Tuchalitva is Sa'arabi Yadeha, she Chantu Kosar Seha. She can even hold her hair in her hands till she goes into the water and then let go of it in the water, and then it'll be a good tefillah. He quotes this, the Tiris of Katanayin Tes quotes this from the Teferes Shmuel. Teferes Shmuel is on the Rosh, and Achaz Mikvah is Simuchav Ches. Hey, he also quotes here the Siddhi Taira that we quoted before. Siddhi Taira is clarifying how could the Isha be Nemenis by Chazek Isura? So the tire they were quoted before said because it's beyond the lasses. So the Achashuvan says, Ein Tzarchel is that we don't really need this. Because the Tevelas are a Torah Mina. Torah gave Nemanis to the ones Tevelin. Vihila had Dafa Ba'alma. Be'etzin, the lady herself was Tevelin, has a Nemanis. To say that I Tevel. Except what? We make sure that there's another lady there just for extra Hashkacha. And Ken Ezinin, who is Chazik Asura. It's not referred to as Chazik Asura. Right? We quoted the Gra. The Gra said that it's Huchzik Yisura, therefore you need, therefore Katan is not Neman. So the Tyre said, Biyada, so therefore she is Neman. He's saying he doesn't understand Bechal, the Neman is over here to get out of this Chazik Yisura, is the Isha herself. That which we have Isha Gedol over there is just for Hadaf Ba'alma. It's for extra. Now, what we did point out is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about having the lady there in order to make sure that that her nails are cut properly and there's no chatzitza on her gov. That's betzim left for her judgment. Here we have in Moshe Chelik Aleph, Yerdei Chelik Aleph Sim Kuf Hey, he's talking about we have Aisha Koiferis and Mumeris Litzvila. Aisha, who she herself is not the. She's a Mumer for Tzvila. Is she Nemenis Lamed Al Tzvila? You know, there are people that grow up in places or live in places where they're the only from Jews there. So the mikveh lady, if you're going to call her mikveh lady, is going to be another lady who's not from. Because she's not even Nizr in Taras Mishbacha. So, is she Nemanis or not? Now, again, the sud is, what type of Nemanis are we talking about over here? So Moshe says that which you asked me, if you can have an issue, is not Shemeris Das. She's Mumeris the mikveh. It says, Baru Pasha Shein Shaykh Lismay Chaleha Al Inyoni Kashas Atzvila. It's Baru and Pasha to me. It can't be Samech on her for Inyoni Kashas Atzvila to say that the lady toiveled her entire goof with all her hair in the water. The Turkey Dia Brura, this Chazak Yisura. Umitam Zebinon, Dafke Yehudas Gedailah. As it says in Shulchan Aruch Sif Mem, a cotton is not Neman by his Chazak Yisura, Filu Bidrabanan. Gross, if cotton mem hey. So, therefore, it seems to be Pashut, like Ramesh is taking on again, not like this Aruch HaShulchan, that there is this Chazak HaSura over here, and the issue is being like Medes Agaba is being given a monis to be made that she got out of the Isur. Then he says, Ube'etzim lani is daiti ain tzarch lezeh. Why? Da'af beloy is Chazak le'yakotin neman. The truth is, you don't even have to come on to the vart that it's Chazak Yisura to explain why you need a gedola over there. Because even if it's not Chazak, still a katan wouldn't be nemus. So there are deraisa over here. It says, even though you write a chatzitza of a miyud, is only midrabanan. And if you're not makbid, it's for sure, even a drabanan, it's not chaitz, it's right if you're not makbid. But Tvila's called Gufa, back to the Yisayg we started off with, that there's two dinim over here. There's the Tvila and there's the Chatzita. But Tvila's called Gufa, that's definitely a Daraisa. And one here is Ma'akiv in the Daraisa, it's not a Tvila at all. So the Ashkach over here of the Isha Yimed, this Agaba, is on the Etzim Tvila to see that the Tvila was done correctly. And for that you need... So why the Gra? The Chaira says Shver on the Gra. Why the Gra come up with a new Svar? It says, V'ulai l'ravcha the milsa kosef agra hada ene neman afilu v'drabanan gam hada z'chazik suruhu l'ravcha the milsa to wisdom in the Raisa shebuchol eivin soch shiye golov gam l'yoyl mesiach l'fitume den achris. Right? It says, could be it was only for l'ravcha the milsa. That's what my Shiraitz over here. We once discussed back in Simon Kuf Tzadihei, when we're talking about Hachakais, there's a famous Chuvah's Night View, the quoted in the Pesachei Chuvah of the Ois Beis. Let's say you're in a place where there is no mikvah lady, and there's no other ladies, right? So now we passel the lady that's not from. So what do you do? So could the husband be the Oymed Zagaba? So the Oymed over there wanted to say a chiddush that since it's like Bonka Achas, it works. So we spoke about it a little back then over there in the Hilchos HaChokes, if it makes sense or not. But that it definitely aids if needed, that what she does is she goes into the water. When she's in the water, then the husband shall look to see that everything's in the water. If she wants, what could be done is, and this is what they do by tefillas of a gyaris. What do? You have to have a bezdin of men. So they have like a window in the door, and the lady goes in with a chaluk. She wears a loose dress. She again takes us back to Sif Mem Vav if she's allowed to do that. So yesterday we said avad l'chatchila not, but b'di'evit okay. So we let her go in with this chaluk, and then when she's in the water, they look in through the window and they see her in the water. Now, b'di'evit, what's better? What should she do? B'di'evit when we don't have a mikvah lady. So there's a tshuva from Kiv Eger in Siman Kuf Yudalid, where he says over here, he's talking about a case where a lady tivled alone. She didn't take another lady with her to watch over her dead, her hair shouldn't come back. Which, it happens. You could get the shadow, because there are women that do not want any other ladies watching them, and therefore they'll go to a private mikvah, which yesh lodin in the Hilchos Mikvos, if that's allowed or not, to go to a private mikvah, but that's a separate sugya, but they'll go to a mikvah on their own and tivel. Or had a lady tell me she'll drive up to Tel Aviv and tivel in the beach by herself. She doesn't want it. She had enough of other of mikvah ladies. So what's the din? So Rabbi Kiveg over here in Siman Kuf Yudalet, Kiveg says, "Vayini koshemoi is taka shver zach." It's a shver in it. Says Kedvar Marim, we know the Isha Mavuhelas Mimayim, a lady who's Mavul from water. There could be issues. Says So he says like this. He says, if a lady goes on her own to the one that was writing the tshuva here wanted to say that she's yoytze b'di'evit. The evid, she did it already, the tefillah is also. So he says, I'll quote to you something that I wrote in the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chiddush of Kivega that we have on our halacha. We use medayik in the Torah. The Torah says, v'imkarcha sar roisha v'chulu, same thing in the Rashba. Rashba writes in Terzibai Zakatsa. Mizen Nishma, the Beloit Tikun Zeh, from the Lashon of the Torah and the Lashon of the Rashba, is Mashma, that without this Tikun, and she toiveled between herself and herself, Le also a Tvila. It's Mashma, the Tvila is not a good Tvila. Achazer Matsasi Kidvar Melu, Mamish Bitver Shmuel. In the Tver Shmuel that we quoted before, I found this beforeish. Va'ayim bebach, the mashmal la'edjikein. Va'ach shilose, gam be'isad rabban, mikri ha'veris al-dask, ma'ayim kesem ha'chem ha'tov ha'bazman se. So, he wants to say over here, B'ki Ve'eger, that it's not going to work. B'di'ev is not going to work. That's not going to work. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Pei Zayin, he says that he's mashma that b'dieved, if she did it and she knows that everything went in, she was able to do it in a way that she knows that everything went in, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Even if she didn't do the eitzes of what the Shulchan Aruch gives, it'll be fine. So it's not pasha. It's not pasha for a lady who, just to go on her own to do it, to allow her without one of the other eitzes, is not a pasha thing. There's a tshuva on the Chafetz Yar in Simkuf Pei Aleph, where he's talking about an isha who was nug out of mitz chasidus or as extra kashrus, to always tevel twice. And she goes into the mikveh, she tevel twice. And the case over here is that she came home, she said, I'm a suffix if both times my hair went in. I am not sure. So he says, look, if the lady was nagged to only tevel once, and she comes home and she says, I'm a suffix if all my hair went in. See, even if the lady who's Aymer al-Gaba says your hair went in, but she says, I'm not so sure if all my hair went in, we would send her back. But what happens in this case where she says, I'm pretty sure one of the two times were good, but I'm not sure if both times were good. So he declares, why are you tevling twice? Are you tevling twice because that's the minig of your family, from your mother, your shviger? Is that your minig? And therefore it's a neder by you, and therefore you have to have two kashra ones? Or is it because you do it two times just to make sure in case one of them is not good, the other one is good? He says, later on I found out, achkach neidali, that there are women that always tevel twice because of the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish, where we'll learn next month that, according to the Ramah, you make the bracha after the tefillah, so the Shlach says you do two tefillahs, one tefillah before the bracha, one tefillah after the bracha. Okay. But he's talking about over here where there's a suffix. Where there's a suffix, if she taka tevel completely, we would send her back. If she did two tefillahs and she's misupik on one of the two, we're not going to be mechayev her to go back for a third time, unless we taka know that by her it's a neder and she has to do two good tefillahs. Now, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that she has to do whatever she could to find the isha to be oymed zagab, and not to be simcha on the head of karchas iris. Because the lashon is, vim ein la mi shetamer agaba, if she doesn't have someone, oishu belaylo or tonight, tichrech sara al reisha, v'chut eitzema ibritzua, shev reisha, v'vad sheterafe imay b'shashashre, shalchutu b'chalulais, akesheres b'agir rofe al sarisah. So it's imein la, it's imein la, of either if she should have someone above her, but if she doesn't have, so then we're going to use the eitz of the Krichas Sarisa. Now, if we take a look at the Beis Yosef over here, he quotes a Ravid. He says like this. He says, right, the Torah. Go back to the Torah quotes. But the Torah custom of Karcha Sa'araisha, the Davashene Chaitates, the Tavla Beinola Beinatzma, also the Tvila. Right, the Ravid says, if she was Karcha, it's a good Tvila. So the Beis Yosef says, Ba'apa Pish, Mitoich Lash Rabbein, Nir Lachayla, the Lachlik Adivir Rosh, Hevi Divet Ravid. Even though it seemed from the Torah that he's quoting the Ravid as a chaylik on the Rosh, but ain't the farish king. But don't learn like that. The be'edjam rina bereish pek ba'am isha ma'idim chachong arvila b'chuk yisar shenim chaytzin because of Rosh atzim b'rek tinaikais chim shenim chaytzin m'kar chasar yisem b'im yofad shal inisha shum sar chutz l'kricha lama l'tal la tvila hilkach nearly, says the Beis Yosef, shloi hevi rabbeinu divir Ravid lachlik al divir Rosh. Of course, he didn't bring it as a machloikis. Elo lamdenu tikkun litbo beloy isha medzagaba. He's pasha giving us a simple eitza how you can get out of having a isha medzagaba. Darosh varayvim ma'amachad ma'amachav beloy pligi. And therefore, from here will be mashma that even lechatchila, Even lechatchila, I could do the eitz of karcha. If we take a look at the Bach of Ian Islam and Vav, the Bach says, Nir Melosh and Rabbeinu arrived, Nir Melosh and Rabbeinu, they arrived, Chayli Kual Devei Arash. So the Bach is learning that the Ravid is Chaylik on the Rosh. Who the fish because of a Rosh with Tamid Isha Gaba. The Amal Chshev Shishtame Isha Gaba. Ain't Lo Lismech HaKrichas HaRosh HaLechatchila. The Efshadim Obra Al-Zorazu Shricha Litbol Shenis. And that's what the Rav Kivega was quoting. This Bach. Avla Ravid also La Tvila. Even though it was Efshad LaHamid Isha Gaba. So going to the Bach, It's a machlekes, the Rosh and the Ravid. Lemaisa aloch lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be going like the Bach. It's pretty clear, like the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch, he agreed to the Bach that it's only if we don't have Isha Yimer Agaba, so then we'll be Seimach on the Krichas Asah. And what's interesting is the Shulchan Aruch adds in Oishu Belaila, right? Or it's at night. It's at night, meaning that it's a time when the Isha Yimer Agaba can't see if she's traveling Karoi, which is based on the Chuvas Rashba that the Beis Yosef quotes. Chuvas Rashba Chadash Simakov Beis that's brought in the Beis Yosef. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura in Siman Ayin Hay. Mishnah Brura in Ayin Chaim. Siman Ayin Hay. Over here in the Bir Halacha, he says as follows. At the end of the Remascho, Michutz says, over here is talking about the Cyrus, Michutz the Simpson. So at the end he says, Vida oid, na noshim shahorgul leilich besaris roishon. These women that grow long hair, Mama Oid Srikha Isha Imedis al Tvila, how much more they need a Isha the Oymed al Tvila. Lashkia Khitiv Shlayetu Bisarisalakut, Bafil Mashu Misarecha, the Lava Khitishar need the Gemura. She doesn't have that Isha Imedis al Gaba, she remains in need the Gemura, Mechaivala Karis. Vimi Tevel is Bal Shabbos Kodesh. Let's say she's Tevel Lal Shabbos Kodesh. She Eav Shulah Letatl Sanel Ashkia Chetiv. Right, back in those days they didn't have electricity. So you had to move the candle around. So what do you do? So what should this lady do? She has long hair. It's very possible that her hair doesn't float out. The Imez Agaba can't see well. Tichroich Al Roisha Bedov Adak. Shumale chalulim a net kedei shechonis amayim behem v'le yechatzitza v'av shudav v'pashim ma'oy l'chom yishidei ados v'din mikomokim p'nei choy ma'in yishunigei l'itzakaris l'minati yis atzmin lo yidia zepo. So he felt very strongly that if the Imez Agaba is not going to be able to see her, well, she should make sure to have this net on her hair to prevent any hair going out. It says over here, the Bach points out because of Oid, the Mechaba Eid, Hudin Keshuba Laila. And then he adds another case of where there are other Jewish women there, but they don't want to go along with her. Whatever the case is. On vacation, that I hear from the... And then the Chevra goes on vacation to different places, like Thailand and other places. So everyone else is mikvah lady. Right? Tonight I'll be your mikvah lady, tomorrow night you'll be my mikvah lady. So... At least the Nizer and the Dinah of having a mikvah lady. Okay, now. Wait 1 second. Put it on. There you go. Okay, so the. Again, this, the Eitzah, this the Tire brings down that we said before, that she could hold her hand in her hand and let go of it in the water. This the Tire is seems to be going with that. It's another Eitzah that a lady could do. But if you take a look at Rav Kiva Eger and the Tshuva, the Kuf Yadalid, he doesn't give that Eitzah. So the Paradis Remainim understood that Rav Kiva Eger is coming to be, that Rav Kiva Eger would be Chaylik on the Tver Shmo. But it's not clear if it's such a strong Echachach and the fact that he doesn't bring the Raya down or that he speaks very strongly against it. So it's not clear that Rav Kiva Eger argues, perhaps he does, and therefore the best Eitzah would be to get the net and use the net. Okay. Now, Sif Mem Aleph. Hamefashelas b'nol achereha. Very interesting halacha. She held her son behind her, kishihi aruma, while she was naked. V'tavla, then she tavla. Loi also l'tvila. Shema hayatit b'ragle ha'tinuk. Maybe there was dirt on the foot of the tinuk. Oy b'yadav, on his hands. V'nidbak b'imay. V'chotetz b'shas tvila. V'achsha also nafa. And it fell off afterwards. So the Makarta of this din is a Taisus in Nida of Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, and the Rambam passes like this in Perek Beis Halach Yud Beis, and other Rishonim bring it down. But the Torah doesn't bring it down, and the Beis Yosef is Metama on the Torah. Why didn't you bring it? Why didn't you bring it? Taisus over there, when he brings it down, the Ramaskal Nosna says that this din is lav davka that she's tivling with her son. It's even if it's just mefashelas is benal if nei tefila b'samachla, meaning sometime between the chafifa and the tefila, she finished her chafifa. Between the chafifa and the tefila, she held the son, and that's what's before in the Siddur Tire. Also, I pay aleph that between the chafifa and the tefila, she held the, her son to her. And the mechaber is going so wide that the mechaber is saying, also the tvila. It's not a good tvila. It's not a good tvila. We take a look at the lechem v'simla over here in Siman Kuf Tzadiches of Katan Lamites. Lechem v'simla explains that why is it also the tvila? Because she can't see on the back. It was mefashelas lacharel. So she can't see if Tit got stuck over there. Perhaps Tit got stuck over there. He uses this to answer up a kash in the Rambam. He uses the answer Akash and the Rambam. First he brings the Rambam, brings this din down. But then we have another Rambam. The Rambam says that if she fed her son, Nos Natasha Libina is also Latvila. So what's Pshat? It says, Pasha, there's Nos Natasha Libina, she's feeding with her hands. Her hands, she sees it always. She sees it. So we say that if there was something that got stuck to her hands, she would have seen it. But mefashel is benol achareha. We over there, her eyes, she doesn't have eyes in the back of her head. Only teachers have eyes in the back of their head. Or principals. She doesn't have eyes in the back of her head to see. So you cannot assume that something got stuck over there and she would have seen. That's the way he explains. The Mekar Chaim says, what's Takav Shat that the Torah doesn't bring this down. Avada the Torah agrees to it. If you take a look later on, Simkuf Tzadites, the Torah brings down the other dinim of Nostadav Shalibna. And over there, he says it's not a problem. So Kol Shekem if Hashem's Bina Shleos Letzvil, like the Sfar we just said. Kol Shekem. The Bach and Simukov Tzayites Aisid Zayin. The Bach over there says the Bach and Kuf Tzayites Aisid Zayin. He says, "Mashba the Dafke Benosan Tavshal Osli Dovek, Dafke Tavshal, which is made, which is common to stick. That's where we're worried about it. But if it's not Osli Dovek, if it get washed off easily, then we're not worried about it. Udulayk Rabbi Nachanan Shikos VaTaisvis, not like Taisvis, that Mifashelis might be more Kuladik. And the Shach by Osan Ois Nagimah Osan Kuf Tzaditas." Ois Chav brings the Bach, this is the Taira, Ois Pe'alf also, and then Smash of the day, I mask him to him, and that's where the Chachm Zandim also seems to pass in Kuf Chav, Ois Tes. Now, Lameisa, there are Ma in Kuf Tzadi Tes, Ois Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel, there are Ma himself, Paskins over here, he says, between the chafif and the tvila, you should not take the tinuk by you. So it's something that one has to be careful about. That between the chafif and the tvila, not to take something which could create a possibility of a chatzitza. Whether it's a tinik or something else, one has to be careful not to come in contact with that. Okay, that's Sif Mem Al. Sif Mem Beis. Nichnasu Tzroiros Miksamim. Rocks or splinters entered with Sidke Ragleha. Milmato. Pashas means between the toes. Chaitzitzin. It's Chaitzitz. What happens if she's traveling in the ocean and there's sand over there? The sand is going between her feet. Is that a problem? Is that called? Is that similar to Tzroiros V'Ksamim? The Chayra not, because sand is not going to hold back the water from coming there. I'm talking about over here, Tzroiros V'Ksamim, which pebbles and Ksamim, which are going to be blocking the water from coming in. That's what we're worried about. Sif Mem Gimah Splanis Min Lugma Viritiyah Shabbos Hastarim Chaitzitin Avi Shein Tzrichim Shechantz B'mayim Tzrichim Shiru Yim Lehe B'mdav Chaitz. Now, what's the Chidshul Mechaba to teach me that Beis Hastarim doesn't need B'yis Mayim Mamesh, it needs Roil B'yis Mayim? I mean, we've said that over many, many times. Ela Mayiz Bim Chajtas, that a bandage could be a Chatzitza. A bandage could be a Chatzitza. So we also discussed already, we discussed about Richa's bandage. One case we didn't discuss clearly is, if let's say she has something with her ears that it's dangerous for her to have water come into her ear. So could she take one of the eights they want to give is take cotton and put cotton in her ears. So it's roi the beis mayim, but the maisa won't harm her because the water will get into the cotton. So there's a tshuva pnei aryeh in simin beis that speaks about it. The marsham in simin zayin speaks about it. Where he quotes many of the marim kaimis on this inyan.
Where was the pnei aryeh?
Simin yud beis. And the Masham Rav Sham goes through this over here in Siman Zayin. The Hatzvi. Did I not bring it? Yes, sir. The Hatzvi and Siman Kuf Ayin also talks about it. Chaznish and Siman Tzadi Dalet, Ois Ches. And Rav Moshe and Siman Tzadi Ches. It's definitely not lechatchila. However, there are times when we need to use it, and we will use it. Some use the eitz of putting in fish oil. This fish oil is not chaitzitz, and
not covering your hands with water.
What?
Water and cover your ears. I saw the scripture we brought, like obviously you can't have.
I have no clue what that's talking about. How do you block the water from going to your ears and the zombie and your hands not against your ear?
It's also funny.
I have no clue what that means. Well, he's sticking your finger in your ear, but he's mash, but it's away from the ear. The Marsham, this chuva talks about sticking your finger in the ear. Talks about that. So you take a look at these Maramakaimis. The Shach and Ois Nun Hei. Yeshayimim. He's going on the Ramad. The Ramad says, Yeshayim Shei Isha Tzricha La'atel Mayim Kodin Tzvi Losa Im Yitzricha Lekach. If she needs to be Matel Mayim. Gam Tzricha Livdoik Atzma B'gdolim V'ktanim Shlai Tei Tzricha La'atel Atzma V'lei Yuru'uyim L'bi'is Mayim Gam Tzricha La'os Yitzvah. Fine. So he says over here, the Shach, Nunhei, Miu, Kol Zaini Ma'akev B'di'evin. L'chein Mashma B'bach. It's not Ma'akev B'di'evin. That's why it's Mashma, and that's why the Sidri Tair Paskins, the Pei Gimel, the Chochma Zodam, and Chochma Valv, is based. And even if she needed to urinate, to be Matal Mayim, it's not Ma'akev. The question comes up, if she had to do G'daylim, and therefore she was utzra, she held herself back, she was holding herself back. That's already more of a shayla, which the Maharsham talks about in Siman Mem Vav, and Rav Moshe talks about it in Chelik Aleph, it's Kuf, Siman Kuf. So Rav Moshe talks about it in Siman Kuf. And hey, Kostrama over here. He wants to say that that would depend, and the heart is the alachamai. So it would depend if when she was utzas atzma, it's possible that she caused a fold in her body, and therefore that part did not come in contact with the water. That's a problem. That would be a problem. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Ois Peites, the Aruch HaShulchan over here is going on this Ramah, Kos Ramah, and he says, Miu Kos de Lechatchilo B'dievet Eimakim Ach Liflov Yove Shal Svas Achoytim. And we discussed that. Right? So the end of the Ramah, but the Liflof and the Chaitim that we discussed earlier, we went through the different Svaras and Lamsim about that we discussed already. A child that comes up is a lady who has a catheter and she's attached to it. There's a pipe attached to her. Can she toivel or not? So the Nishmas Avram, Chedik Beis, page Kufla Amidal, brings the Avram Shlem Zalman, that's mutafer to toivel with it, because what's going in the part of the pipe that's in her body that's blua. The part that's sticking out is loose. It's not holding back the bia samayim. So therefore he held it's fine. Okay. Siv mem dalid. Hoysa basara achas oishtayim. Chutz lamaka. Roisham. Mudbag lamaka. Is stuck to the maka. Shoshtay sarz roisham. The heads of the ears. Mudbag betit oi betsaya. Betsaya over here means dirt. Lichloch. Doesn't mean tsaya. Shoshtay sarz berisi and el malmata. Vinokvon vitsios and berisi and el malmala. It's a Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halachates. If we take a look at the Darkei Moshe over here, the Darkei Moshe in Oisir Ches, the Darkei Moshe says as follows. The Darkei Moshe in Oisir Ches. Here you go. Okay, I'm not sure I remember it. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan also quotes this halacha. He says, V'hu adim b'shar m'kayim esaguf, m'makum sheish se'ar, v'tzricha la'asira me'amaka. Chen roish ha'se'ar, he mudbogis b'tit ha'bitzor, tzorich la'adichon, risi enayim, tzricha li'zor shlo yim mudbogim eiz esayris, from the top to the bottom, the eyelids, the eyelashes, v'chen lefomim, Yeshivini mata oilu seir or shtei seris. The mala goes up. Let's be careful about that. Okay. Sif mem hey le sitva ba'avik ragleha. Ba'avik shal ragleha v'im tov le yesh mishayim eshen echaytziv. Yesh mishayim eshen echaytziv alam kein shif shif shif. Shiv Shafar Shetov Lo Bechamen. So, over here we have the Chochmas Adam points out, the Chochmas Adam Kuf Chof Aleph is Aleph. He says, because of this halacha, Terachetz Heitiv Ragla Me'a'ovik, you have to wash it well from the dust and the dirt. Befrat, the palm of the foot, which over there, avak, dust and dirt sticks to it. But to take it is not scraping your foot with a knife that you don't have to do. Just wash it well. Peschetshuva in Ois Chav Gimel brings the Pnei Aryeh that he was asked Advar Anoshma Shekivtsoysam Tatalim Nefazal Rashim Ovak Lovendi. Sprinkle on the hair this white powder, shakarim powder. If chaytzit betfillin, hell the chimin shasul and noy, haru kigufay shal sarve, and if chaytzit betfillin shal roish. However, she'ain lumay mizeh shetei ishim uteres lutbol with this avak on her head. The miyad kishivo asaris b'mayim, azulei anoy. This is the makar for the smudging. Le'odif sume avik shal ragleha. I feel that that's a Rambam, the Ovik Sharagla ain't a chaitz b'diyevi. Come on, but I'm a Rambam, but the Zegora me Ovik Sharagla, because you want to get rid of what's left. I should put it down by the notes earlier.
It's worse than women.
So he's saying, even though the Ovik is Lenoy and the Ovik Sharagla chaitz, but once you go in the water and it starts going off, now you want to remove it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings that if it's an Ovid dock that will come off with the water, so then also La Tvila. Kesif Mevav, neither Shetav the Big Del Muteris Labala, she's Mutter to her husband. What happens if you have an Isha that she wants to go to the beach again, or she wants to go in her bathing suit? Does she Tavil in her bathing suit or not? So there's a tshuva from the Mechas Yitzchak in Chelik Dalet Siman Lamed Hey about this. I managed to not have time now to go through the whole Nidin, so I'm giving you the Marma Kaimis, but he goes through the sugya very thoroughly and clearly. A lot of it is what we've discussed in the past shiurim in the beginning. A lot of it. Rafoi, not Rafoi. Different cheshbonos about that. And therefore, bottom line is that it's a shayla. Okay, Siv Mem Zayin. Min kinim, a type of lice. Shedvukim bebasa, v'neishchim ba'ar b'makim se'ar, v'nedbakim b'choizik bebasa. Tzach la'asiron, you have to remove it. Ay dechamel goyron b'tzipayin. V'en yachalo asiron, ein oichotzit. So we explain because it's sakana. Now the question is nits, the eggs of the lice, right? Lice and eggs of lice. So the way Rabbi Isaac writes in the Sefer is that the nits you need to comb out as much as you normally comb out. Take a lice comb, one of those metal lice combs, where the teeth are very close to each other. Comb out as much as you could, and then go weiter. As opposed to lice, he says, even if you just suspect that you have lice, you have to make sure that you don't have lice. You have to get out any lice, meaning the bugs. You have to get rid of it. Rav Shmuel first said the opposite. When he gave shiur by us at Nightkeil, when he was here, he said, lice, just do the best you could and that's it. You don't have to make sure to get out of it. It's like, fuck out what everyone thinks. Everyone thinks in Israel they're not Makbid, in America they are Makbid. And Mamash came out totally the opposite. So I asked around, the mice Israeli ladies are Makbid also on lice. So even if you can go back to the Minig HaMokim, you have to get rid of the lice. Okay. Kesif mem ches. Neither she tavla b'lay kavana. She tavled without kavana. Kigon she nafla l'tay chamayim. She fell into the water. A she yard ala hake. She went in to cool herself off. Hare zumu teres labala. Haga v'yesh machmir matzrichan esi tvila acheres. There are those that hold that she needs a tvila acheres. V'yesh lahachmer l'chatchila. Chatchila one should be machmer on this. This is based on a Gemara Chulin, Daf Lamed Alpha and Beis, Lamed Alpha and Alpha. Over there, it talks about neither shenentsa v'tavla. Reza Machleik is over there if she's Terla Beisa or not. If you need Kavan or not, the Gemara Amud Beis over there continues to discuss what is the case of neither shenentsa v'tavla. Her friend pushed it in. The Gemara says Elda, she went down the hawker. But the sugya over there begins with machlekes of nasin and the chachamim. If let's say someone dropped a knife and shecht it, is that shechita psula for chulin or not? So according to nasin, it's kosher because you do not need kavanah for chulin. According to chachamim, it's pasul, even though you don't need kavanah for zvicha, I have to have at least kavanah for chaticha. I'm cutting something, and therefore, if let's say she fell off the bridge without any kavana, she fell into the water, and now she was taibol. L'chayra should be telling that machlekes from nasin and the rabbanon. So you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. It's before they pass on like Rav that she's toyer lebala, and like Rav Nasin that even she had no kavana at all to go into the water, her tefillah is a good tefillah. And the Beis Yosef discusses this. Over here, the Rish Yosef and Chulin of Lamed Alpha and Beis explains how the Rambam learned the Shakotar of the Gemara over there. The Ran says it's very mistaber like the Rambam that the Pesach Halach is like Rav. But the Rajma Chulama Alpam Beis Ulinya Psakalocha Paskins like Rabbi Yechanan as Loy Osla Tvila. Says the Beis Yosef in the Berak Abayis, La Halacha we pass at the Rambam and those who shine him, and that's where the Grow Paskins and Simen Kuf Chof Oislam and Zayin, like the Rambam, that it's also La Tvila. However, as the Mechab says, it's all B'di'evin. The Chatchila Vada, one should be Mechabin for the Tvila. That's Mashman, the Lashon of Mechaba, like that. There's a Magen Avram in Simen Kuf Nun Ches, Sivkot in Yigimel, in Arachayim, where he says that on this tefillah, right, the Ramah holds, we'll see the Ramah in Siman Reish, they make the bracha after the tefillah. She fell in off the bridge into the water, comes up for some fresh air, says, wow, I just got my tefillah. Does she make a bracha or not, says the Magen Rav, even though it's a good tefillah, but she does not make a bracha on this tefillah. The Pesachet Shuva quotes it by us, and Ayis Chav Zayin. So it's not like I'm such a bucky in Magen Avraham, but he quotes it over here. So, she would not make the bracha on it. Now, what's the reason for the Yesh Machmir that the Ramah quotes? Why should we be Machmir? Pashtus, because the Yesh Machmir is being Chayish for the Shita of the Rashba, the Pasana Grav Yechma. However, if we take a look at the Archa Shulchan, in Ois Sadi Aleph, he gives another reason. He says, Ach Yesh Machmir Matzrich and Tfil Acheres V'loi Bracha, the Yacholiyos, the Chivin Shais of Loi Kavana, Loi Tavla Yafa. Again, this is our worry, our constant worry over here, that perhaps she did not table properly. And therefore, she should table again, without a bracha. The Ramah continues, Yesha Kasu Sheesh Leishali is Tznua Belel Tvilasai. She should be a Tznua Belel Tvilasai. What does that mean, Tznua Belel Tvilasai? What does that mean, Tznua? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Tzadi Ches Ois Tzadi Aleph again explains Tzinua means says says over here where is it? Okay. The dash, the dark and shall not and snow. No, before we get to that. And again, there's a lot of raid. If, let's say, a lady pushes another lady in, the lady who pushed the other lady in had kavana. So we stelt through the kavana of the pusher to the one that fell in. What happens if a man pushed her in? Do we still sue the kavan of the man to her or not?
Good
to know. Rishonim talk about it in the sig over there for me. Okay. Shachem the Taz talk about it by us also. Shachem the Taz talk about it also. So it says here, okay, Vida. She darkened, she'll nosh and snu is lahastel o tfilos. And that's the next line of the Ramah. Not to go in a rush or in front of other people. So the inyan of tznua is to be matzdeh the tevila, which is based on the Gemara in Erevin, daf nunhei amud beis. The Dark Emotion in Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin or his Vav talks about it. The question that the Paiskim talk about, let's say the Marshal, you take a look at the Marshal in Simen Lamed, the Paiskim talk about, if let's say she owns a store and tonight she's closing early. Once a month she closes early. It's pretty nicker that once a month she's closing a half an hour before Shkia, she goes to the mikvah. Is that a problem or not? What is the problem? So the Marshal brings down that according to many Rishonim it's Mashmah, the issue is Atznius. Shelo yizoynu eini ha'om behen. People shouldn't look at them. V'yesh chashash yivol they hear. Rashi over there is Mashmah. The chashash is that one's gonna call the other one and start schmoozing about it. I'm going to talk to my neighbors about how she went to the tefillah. And that's not tznua. So the Mashal deals with these different reasons over here in Siman Vav. Mashal is in Siman Vav. Now, Siman Vav. Now the Chuvas Yudhi Yala is the one that talks about the Maria Sad. And Simon Reish Yud Zayin talks about this lady who has a store, I think he talks about it. And the Beis Sharim, Simon Reish Pei is Deichen. Okay, so it says Vayit over here, it says I have to be somewhere at 6 o'clock, okay. Says over here, to meet her friend, the first thing she shouldn't see is a David Tommy or a guy. So the Daki Meishan Kupta Zainai's Vav quotes the Makartas, which is a Shari Dura. You'll look over there, you'll see the whole Shari Dura. The Shari Dura is Mayrach. It gives different examples. The Shari Dura gives different examples over there. And one of the examples is that she shouldn't see a Sus, which the Shach by us is Sivkat and Samach Aleph talks about it. Right? A Sus, or a horse. One of them is Am Aretz. What's Am Aretz? This Chichuva is Choftes, brings from the Chamudi Daniel, Bad Amoritz. It says, the Hachamayr Ba'amoritz Gomor, the Ayin Shein Ekoir Krishma, Kishma Nuhu in Dvarm Tmeim. You count him with Dvarm Tmeim. Shal is, where does he get this from? The Shlei Karu Krishma, the Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas over there, the Memzara Beis over there is Machlaikis, Yibshu and Rab Lezer. Why does he pick one Shita over the other Shita? There's a tshuva from this Irish tshuva, Chedek Gimel Sim Yud Zayin.
What was that one? The last one?
Zayin on Beis.
This
Irish tshuva. Chedek Gimel Sim Yud Zayin. I have here somewhere also. Into that, I think. Yeah. Where he talks about over here, that says, the Fima Shinoga Anoshim Betzesim Beis Atvilo Liga. They touch a Yeled or Chaverta Koyim Shiyifku B'dav Achar. Does it help if she's a nida? She's a davatami. It's clear over here is, if let's say the chaverta is a nida, is that a tuma klapi what we're counting over here, a davatami? And there's a minik to touch the lady. Right? The Siddur Torah, I study out, of course, the Divrei Chamudos, which changes from shepoi gois to shenoi gois, touching. Lechem is similar, sifkatin kuf yuzayin talks about it. The Chacham Zion doesn't mention anything about touching. Just to end off the safe, the shaven musr. It's a chashuv safe in Perek Chav Dalet. I think they give out. They used to give out that a copy of that perek to the women, to the kalas. So he writes over there that im ein lo isha kedei lefgoyabo. What should she do? She's diving again in the beach. She has no other lady. And there's a discussion if a man is good for this also. Could be it's Davka or a lady. She has to see.
Isn't it Rabbi Yochanan that he stood outside the...
Say that. We said it was for this din. That was for a different din. That she should have a picture of him in order to have children like him. So he says, what should she do? Tetzayer nege eineha. She should picture the tzura of her husband. Or the tzura of some tzaddik or a chassid that she knows. Yechashala kilu paga ba'adam kasha techila. Okay, hadron alach simukub tzaddiches. We did rush the second half of it, but I think we'll be yaitza. And in Yitzhashem next, Zman will be able to start simukub tzaddiches.